RSN 927's Talking Horses with Joe McKinnon.
Great to have Joe as a regular part of the Correct Weight program, Talking Horses, on a Sunday morning. And as I welcome you in, Joe, the focus of racing yesterday was in Queensland. And I think a good example, it's not necessarily all about the punters and the favourites winning, but there's some great stories with some longer-priced winners at Eagle Farm yesterday.
Good morning, Warren. Yes, a couple of real boilovers, old-fashioned style ones yesterday at Eagle Farm in a couple of the feature races, including the main event, the Group 2 Dane Ripper Stakes, which wrapped up the Queensland Winter Racing Carnival. It was won by a 40-to-1 shot, Love You Lucy, and she's trained by a 79-year-old man by the name of Barry Square, who bases himself out of Toowoomba, and he's our first guest this morning on Talking Horses. Good morning, Barry, and congratulations on the win of your mare yesterday.
Yeah, thanks very much, Joe. That's a beautiful day.
I bet it was. It's the first time that you've ever saddled a horse in a group race.
It is true, yes. I've never had one good enough to go in that race. And I've always had some handy horses, but they've never got to that height, you know.
No. Love You Lucy, her name. How much did you love her earlier this year when she turfed you at track work?
Wasn't real good then. She dislocated my shoulder and smashed my left hand up a bit. But I've taken all that back now.
Is she a bit feisty?
Yeah, she's a bit of a diva, but she's something that you can like, you know, not because she can gallop, but she's just got that thing about her, you know. She likes to do her own thing. And like you're leading her around and that, she pulls you around where she wants to go and she just goes, you know. So, yeah, she's a bit of a diva, but she's... like I said, you've got to like her.
Well, a lot of the good ones that do have that quirky temperaments, and she's no exception, obviously. She won you a good race earlier this year too, in January at the Gold Coast, the Silk Stocking.
She won the Silk Stocking, and she was good price that day too. She was 12 to 1, and she went 3 wide nearly all the way, and she still won. So I thought then, you know, I said, well, you know, she can beat them going 3 wide like that. She's got to be a chance in the Dane Ripper. So that's what we had before. And the price was really good too, 40 to 1.
Did you have a few bucks on her?
Yeah, we did. Yeah, it was really good.
I bet it was. Barry, you turn 80 later this year, and up until the incident with her at track work, you were riding your own. Quite amazing. You were a jockey on the Darling Downs for many years.
Yeah, I was. Yeah, I rode for the great Jim Atkins for 20 years up here on the Downs. He always had his own jockeys in Brisbane, of course, but I went down there a few times and won on the run on his horses. But I was his Toowoomba jockey, and I loved riding for the man. He was a great man. That's where I learnt my skills, training the horse.
Was it a sad time when you had to give up riding track work?
Well, yeah, it's only happened in the last, 7 weeks or something. But, you've got to give way to age at some time of your life. And I'll be 80 in October, so, I used to get a bit of a buzz riding my own horses because I had a fair idea how they were going, you know.
Was it your wife, Valerie, that probably influenced the ultimate decision to hang the boots up?
No, oh, yeah, she said you've had enough, you've done it all your life, so she put a foot down and said that'll be it, I think. So anyhow, we'll see what happens.
Now, how have things recovered between you both after the interview on Sky Racing yesterday? She tried to give you a call and you had to hang up on her.
No, that was actually my daughter. At my eldest daughter, and I was trying to get the phone out of my pocket and was sort of stuck there, and Bernadette said, oh, that's his wife ringing, but it wasn't my wife at all. It was, and we had to apologise to her when I got home. So that was my daughter.
I'm sure all is forgiven there. They would more than understand. So what are the plans with Love You Lucy from here now she's won you a Group 2?
We got to have a bit of a talk about what we're going to do with her. I think there's a race in about 3 weeks' time, another fillies and mares race. I don't know whether it's a Doomben or Eagle Farm yet because we don't get the in the books anymore to see what's what. You just got to get it online, you know, and because of this COVID-19 thing. So we'll just have a plan to see what's going with her, and she'll probably want a spell too, you know. She's had, I think, 6 or 7 runs this time in, maybe 7 runs, and that's pretty good for a filly, you know. She's an athletic filly, but she eats well and everything, but she's they've got to have a break here and there. So we'll have a talk with the owners and see what we want to do.
Fair enough. It'd be exciting to be able to campaign her maybe interstate. So she's by Love Conquers All, Barry. How did you come to train her?
Well, the people that own her, Leo Goggins, I've been friends with them for years, you know, quite a number of years. And they lived down the Gold Coast, and he did send me a horse years ago called McGillicuddy, but he didn't add up to the... He wasn't much good at all. So he said one day, I'll get you a good horse one day. And so he bred this one, and I think he bought the mother at the sales, at the Magic Million sales, for about 3,000 or something, in foal to another horse. And then he got her in foal to Love Conquers All, and this is the result. She's been a really good filly, all right. So he promised me he'd get me a good one. So this is her.
That's great. He's delivered on his promise. Barry, how many horses have you got in work at Toowoomba these days?
I've only got 3 in work at present. So I've never had more than probably 6 or 7 at a time. So, I've just got 3 there at present. So I'm quite happy with that now. Well, I'm still a bit injured. And so that's good.
Well, rising 80 yourself, and you get your biggest race winner as a trainer. Congratulations. It must be a great thrill for you.
It is. It is. It was a wonderful day. And I think I had an interview actually on the Thursday, I think it was, and Pat Welsh down there in Brisbane, and I had it on the TV sort of thing, so we've tipped it to nearly everyone around the world, you know.
Fantastic. At 40-1, that's a great outcome. Barry, really lovely to talk to you on the program this morning, and wonderful to see the mare win for you yesterday. A nice tonic after she injured you a while back.
Yes, thanks very much, Jo. That's lovely. I appreciate your calling.
Yeah. That's Barry Square. Warren, what a fantastic story behind his mare, Love You Lucy.
Yeah, and talking to Paddy Welsh on the TV, tipping it to everybody. Surprised it still went around at the $41, even touched $51 through official betting at stages yesterday. And, gee, she's building a good record, Joe. Not many horses after just less than 20 starts. As she said, 19 starts for 8 wins and 6 other minor placings. Admittedly, not all of them have been at stakes level, but now a listed and a Group 2 winner. She's going to be a valuable mare for connections. And obviously buying Whitechapel from that Magic Millions stable for the Goggins family has been a shrewd investment.
It has. And how remarkable is it that at the age of 79, he was still riding track work up until only 7 weeks ago?
Down here, probably Pat Hyland comes to mind. He used to ride work till very late in the stages, I suppose, of his training career. Now in partnership with Chris, but those riders that then turn their hand to training and just have such a good feel for how their horses are going, I think it is certainly an asset.
Well, there's another former top rider that's now training and getting some great success, and he enjoyed that yesterday in Queensland. Also, I speak of Tracy Bartley, whose horse In A Good Time broke through for a long overdue win coming off what was a pretty serious injury. And Tracy Bartley is our next guest on RSN this morning. Good morning, Tracy.
Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Very well, thanks. You must be absolutely over the moon to have seen In Good Time break through for her first win in some time.
Yeah, I was. I mean, you know, documented that she severed a tendon last year in a pool accident because the tile actually cut the front tendon. And, yeah, and here we are 12 months later. And so it's remarkable that she's got herself back to that. But it's probably been a, you know, a combination of the farm, doing the rehab with her and everyone involved, Jared Ma, when he sent her back to teamwork to have that long break and eventually got her into a big paddock, and then we ended up back on a walker with her and things like that. So it was all a big combination. And I thought she ran really well at Ramaki about 3 weeks ago, and Rachel King came back in and said she's right on song, just needs a dry track, you know. So that's why we headed to Queensland.
So she won the Ascot quality for our listeners tuned in this morning, a listed race over 1,200 metres, and won it very well. That was breaking a two-year drought and at odds of $71, Tracy.
Yeah. Well, I suppose, you know, you had to... Yeah, mares like that either come back. This was do or die, this prep for her. If she didn't perform, obviously you'd put her in the breeding barn. So, yeah, you know, and I think... she was unluckless last year up there in three runs and run really good. And I think, and then just severed that tendon. So she was pretty luckless in Melbourne too the spring before, you know. Took her down there. She luckless in a couple of races down there as well. But she's only little, and that probably she can't shove out of the way, you know. She doesn't like it bottled up. But, look, the kid rode her a treat yesterday. He drew the right alley to do that too.
Well, she kick-started her career, Tracy, and looked very exciting as a prospect because she won consecutive races. So she's always possessed a good ability, and at the end of that winning streak, it culminated in a listed race at Scone. So she's proven to you already that she's capable at black type and beyond.
Yeah, that's right. We always thought that's sort of the level she's got herself to. And my plan is to the remorning. After yesterday, so whether she goes straight to the remorning now or has a trial or something in Brisbane, I'll just. She only went up last Wednesday night. Barry Lockett would look after her for me, and there's no thing all the way back down here if we're going to run in the remorning. Another 8 hours trip back up there, you know.
47 weeks off, she had Tracy to recover from that injury, and there was a great photo that you posted last night on your Twitter account of her with the leg bandaged up right up above the knee. It must have been a very challenging time nursing her back to full.
Well, we actually.
Was there ever a moment where you thought she might not make it?
Oh, we no doubt. I thought she'd never. I just wanted to save her. It was that was the most foremost thing. To get back racing, no, we never questioned if we'd ever get it back. So the most important thing was we plastered it so she had no movement and she had to sort of stay in that for that 10 weeks, you know, and it was very uncomfortable for her. But, look, she had the attitude to just eat and rest. She'd actually lay down, so which was a great feat for herself, you know.
So, how many have you got in work at the moment, Tracy?
Oh, we have 18 in work. Generally 16, but have had 18 the last few months. And it's been a good number. We've had a good year. I think we're running third here at Wyong in the Premiership behind Kim and Damien Lane, but they've probably got a lot more horses than me. But, we've had a bunch of nice horses. We just got beaten the championship this year in the provincial championship. So, and won one of the heats. And we've had a good year, you know.
That's terrific, Tracy. Well, thanks for joining us on the program this morning, and well done. A great
no, thank you.
Mind, in good time, and a lot of patience and good care there to nurse her back to be able to win a race, let alone at listed level, is quite amazing.
Yeah, we're over the moon for sure. You know, to come back from that and do that, what she did yesterday was feather in a cap for sure.
How has she pulled up this morning?
Oh, I spoke to the Barry this morning, licked the bin last night, and had a walk this morning, and he's very happy. He's very sound. He's had and all good. So onwards and upwards, I think. I just said we better find a race or we'll trial or whatever he wants to do, you know.
Yeah.
He's a very capable horse, Barry Lockwood, and just very fortunate I could send it up there, you know.
Okay, so all going well. The Remorning looks like the next big thing on her agenda.
Yep, that's for sure.
All right. Good luck.
Thanks very much, Joe. Thanks for the phone call. And I appreciate to our owners and that. You know, they've been very patient with this mayor. And good luck to them.
Yeah, they certainly have, Warren. They purchased her privately for $40,000. So that was her part owner, Gerard Maher, from the horse's breeder, Bernie Howlett. And to come back like she did yesterday is quite a story.
Yeah, I'm sure there's been some significant vet bills in the last 12, 18 months or so, and obviously they love her, and getting her back to the track's a great achievement to all involved. And I think what the COVID situation's in highlighted, Joe, I know there's always been a good spirit of camaraderie between our trainers throughout Australia, but just with the restrictions on travel, etc., you know, Tracy buddying up there with Barry Lockwood and effectively, you know, having him as a co-trainer for that period of time has been something that's been needed right throughout Australia. And the trainer's spirit of cooperation has contributed a lot to the success of racing right throughout Australia.
It certainly has. And in good time, Warren is one of six stakes winners now for the royally bred Redoute's Choice Stallion Timethief, who interestingly now stands in South Africa.
He's had an interesting life, hasn't he? Starting his career with the Friedman Stable and looking like a nice horse, but now standing in South Africa. I think the other thing we've got to do, Joe, is get a copy of that interview and send it to Dale Smith. He'd love to being described as the young fella did a good job.
See these days.
Oh, dear. From a racing across Australia point of view too, and obviously the connections of In Good Time have put a lot of time and effort into getting her back to the track. And during his career, Blackheart Bart needed a lot of love and attention to sustain his racing career also, Joe.
Yeah, but unfortunately he didn't run well yesterday. He tailed off last in the Hyperion Stakes across there in Perth at Belmont Park. And wisely, Connections didn't waste any time in announcing that he's been retired from racing now. And what a career he's had. He's been a grand campaigner, to say the least. An incredible career that included 17 wins, six of them at Group 1, and earnings of just over $4.8 million. Not bad for a horse they paid $20,000 for out of the Perth yearling sale.
He owned the 1,400-metre distance at Caulfield for a while there and stretching out to longer trips. He's been a great horse for Connections, but, yeah, I think what we all like to see too is horses that have been such great racehorses that, you know, when they are then looking like they're well and truly past their best, and he'd had that time away from the track and had been resurrected and brought out of retirement basically to get back to the track, and that was successful. But I think it's definitely the right time to draw the final curtain, Joe.
And his trainer Lindsay Smith was certainly alluding to the high possibility of that, wasn't he, on Racing Pulse on Friday when he spoke with Michael Felgate. He'd given the horse a couple of trials, both of them in blinkers. Whilst he won the trials, he wasn't overly convinced that he was going to come back this campaign and do anything great. The career end was near, that's for sure, and that was proven yesterday, unfortunately bleeding from both nostrils. So Blackheart Bart will enjoy a well-earned retirement now. And Warren, on the international front overnight, we had some significant news, and that was that the super sire from Coolmore, Galileo, broke the world record for individual Group 1 winners sired, with his daughter Peaceful winning the Group 1 Irish 1000 Guineas. She became his 85th Group 1 winner.
What an influence he's been, and obviously it's an interesting story, isn't it, when the record doesn't quite read the same from time spent out here, but that may well be just a legacy of the types of mares that were sent to him here. And we see astute purchasers like the Williams family and others, they're so keen to get their hands on Galileo's bred in the Northern Hemisphere, and he's been such an amazing influence. He probably was a little bit harshly done by in terms of the analysis of his time spent down here, Joe.
Well, he shuttled to Australia, Warren, for five seasons at the start of his stud career, which was between 2002 and 2006. And here he left five Group 1 winners from those five Southern Hemisphere bred crops that included horses like Linton, Niwot, Sousa and Agugu. Remember her, the champion mare of South Africa. And Mahuba was also another a great flag bearer for him internationally. But where he's really stamped, his authority is obviously on track throughout the UK and Europe. He's now 22 years old, Galileo, and he's been crowned champion sire in Britain and Ireland in 11 of the last 12 years and wrested the leading sire of Group 1 winner's title from his former studmate, Dane Hill.
Remarkable achievement. And gee, when you talk about taking that title from Dane Hill, you realise how, you know, what an amazing record Dane Hill had and the quality of both the achievements of both stallions, both down here and particularly in the Northern Hemisphere as well. From a domestic point of view, Joe, were there any specific or particular highlights from a breeding or pedigree perspective from racing around Australia for you yesterday?
Look, I think the two great stories we've covered off on the segment this morning with Barry Square's mare, Love You Lucy, and interesting to hear Tracy Bartley talk about In Good Time and the continued plans with her for this winter period. So keep an eye out for her in the Remorting Handicap at Grafton, which is a listed race and always does attract a large and quality field. So she'll be competitive there. Great news that she's pulled up well this morning. So they're the two key stories out of yesterday. We had, you know, typical winter racing at the Valley yesterday. Probably a couple of horses that might not have lived up to expectation there.
Yeah, I think it'll be interesting talking to Matty Williams shortly. Harbourview certainly lived up to expectations, perhaps even exceeded them yesterday. And for a winter meeting, as you referenced it at Moonee Valley, there was a couple of contenders there yesterday that, you know, eyeing off some better races, and particularly at Moonee Valley down the track. So it'll be interesting to see how that unfolds and the debrief from that. But you're right, it's winter racing primarily. The highlight of racing around Australia yesterday was that Queensland meeting at Eagle Farm, and a couple of the great stories covered, Joe, by you there with the victory of Love You Lucy and also from Tracy Bartley, that performance of In Good Time and getting her back to winning form at stakes level. Terrific achievement to all concerned. Thanks for the wrap, Joe, and great stuff talking to both Tracy and to Barry Swain and looking for Barry Square and looking forward to doing it all again next week. Thanks for joining us.
Well, I think Barry's a great inspiration for all of us, Warren. At the age of 79, he still has been riding track work and so hands-on with his horses. They're the stories in racing we all love to hear.
Absolutely. If you're not feeling young yourself after listening to Barry this morning, then you're doing it pretty tough. Spring in his step, 40-1 winners will probably do that for you, particularly at a Group 2 level, Joe. But yeah, he sounds like he's still got a little bit of get up and go for him. And also following that injury at track work, he's bounced back as well as possible from that at the hands of Love You Lucy.
Yep, he's a legend, Barry Square.
Thanks, Joe.